right now, it's time to meet Ian Bodner, who is a photographer and a videographer from Franklin Regional. Ian, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being here with us. I guess first I just want to get to know you a little bit. I understand you've been taking photographs for a while, and I think you've won some awards.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about your journey as a photographer.
Well, a couple years ago, I purchased a professional camera, a Canon T2i, and I've been using it to take pictures and video, which I've always been interested in.
Do you remember when you had that interest, when it started?
Probably early middle school, just with my friends taking videos that weren't good or anything. I just enjoyed doing it.
You know, sometimes I know I'm amazed when people talk about audio editing or recording or interviewing. It's kind of like, well, I can do that. I've got the equipment. Just about anybody feels that they are a photographer because phones have cameras and you can get pretty inexpensive cameras that can do a lot of good. What do you think, though, really makes somebody more of a photographer from a professional standpoint in terms of getting the kind of quality you've been able to achieve?
Well, I think the main thing is being able to have the right ideas and images for the pictures. You can't just take a picture of anything. It has to be more how it's framed and how everything is set up, less than just the quality of the camera.
And do you kind of know when you're taking it, or is it, I mean, I would imagine it's pretty hard to set up the shot and know.
It can be difficult, but I just take a lot of pictures. I never really know in the end how they're going to turn out, but after going through, I usually find one or two that really stand out.
Have you ever had to work with film, or have you solely focused with digital?
In class, I used a film camera, and recently I purchased an older camera that was film that I used a little bit. And I think the quality of the film is actually nicer than the digital.
What makes it nicer, do you think?
It's just a higher resolution, because digital has, they have to compact the pixels in the camera, but film just captures the natural image.
You mentioned taking classes. How have you learned to do these things? Who's taught you?
In middle school, I took a 2D art class as well as high school, which we had a photography unit, which we used a dark room to produce film that I took pictures of with the camera.
That's great. Franklin Regional High School student Ian Bodner is here. He also is the nephew of Steve Bodner, an old friend who's sitting beside me, marveling why he didn't get to take photography in what was then called junior high school, not middle school.
We didn't have cameras then, Larry.
Oh, you did. Yes, yeah. You had some sort of camera, I'm sure. Both have something in common today, in addition to your last name, and that is the fact that you both care a lot about hunger and its eradication. And it happens that Ian, your nephew, created a video for a release featuring music from Pittsburgh Musicians for Hunger Relief. Tell me a little bit about that. Tell us about it and how it all came together.
We have a song. It's called Lights on Grant, and the song is about Pittsburgh. And I recorded it with Steve Adams. Steve's been on the show before, and Katie Simone and myself. And we did the song at Steve's home studio, and it came out really well, and we decided, why don't we use this for a fundraiser for Why Hunger and the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. So I wanted a video, and Ian works cheap. No. Well, he does, but still. Now, Ian does a fantastic job. I saw some of the videos he had done before, and I thought, you know what, this would really be fun to get him involved in this. So Ian and myself and my daughter Stephanie and Ian's dad went out a few times, and we shot, and we got some really good video, and we also had Charlie Moscow Films who did some real nice time lapse. And Ian used Charlie Moscow's stuff along with his, and we came up with this really cool video, and we have the DVDs available, which I'm going to keep plugging if that's okay with you. On 3/20, we're going to do a premiere at the City County Building at noon on the portico. We'll have a concert with Slim Forsythe, who of course is everywhere, Damage Pies, Grow Pittsburgh, and then later that evening, we're doing a concert at Club Cafe with Norman Nardini, Slim Forsythe, and Damage Pies. And the videos will be available at both of those places for $10. And it is also Why Hunger Day in Pittsburgh, as you mentioned before. And being today's Pie Day, it's also Damage Pie Day.
And I have an advanced copy of the proclamation that Mayor Peduto will be officially issuing on March 20th, Friday, Why Hunger Day in Pittsburgh, founded Why Hunger by the late musician Harry Chapin and Bill Ayers as a grassroots organization fighting hunger. Why don't we take a listen to the song? Anything else you'd like to tell us about it before we hear it?
It's really different. I got to give Steve Adams a lot of credit for this. Because when we did the song, we kind of sat back and Steve threw in these horns. And I had never envisioned horns in a million years on this song, and it blew me away. So the song kind of has this nice, at least to me, a late 60s feel now. A lot more Burt Bacharach than what we usually do. So,
well, that's okay. It's celebrating an organization that's been around for a lot of years. We'll talk about the video, too, again, with Franklin Regional sophomore student Ian Bodner. The Lights on Grant is the name of the video and the name of the song. Here it is.
Square Hill.
It's the voice of Katie Simone. That's nice recording, Steve Adams and also Steve Bodner together. And it's one that you'll be able to get a hold of with a video behind it, The Lights on Grant, the video done by Steve's nephew and Franklin Regional sophomore award-winning photographer and filmmaker, Ian Bodner. Ian, tell me about making the video for that and what the process was like. You've grown up with music videos. They've been around for a long time, but I can't imagine what goes into making one.
I thought it was very fun to do. It was complicated and it took a lot of time, but it was really enjoyable. I at first just went around Pittsburgh with my uncle and we took shots of the city. And then it took a while for me to edit it because I've been busy with school and extracurricular activities. But eventually when I got it all done and put together, I thought it looked really good and I was really happy I did it.
Are there parts of it that are frustrating or just difficult, especially difficult to do?
I think the hardest part was the original song before they had the vocals, the main vocals put on, had a little different timing. So once I put the new song in, I had to rearrange all the clips and adjust them so it fit perfectly.
Ah, interesting. So I never thought about that. So the artistic temperament or the judgment of the engineer behind the recording is going to impact what you do and force right. you to adjust. And
he's extremely temperamental, so
artist. Well, that's it's going to make you feel pretty good to have that done. Have you thought about career aspirations? I know it's just your sophomore year. You're what, 14? I'm guessing, or
16?
16. I'm sorry. Wait. So I'm doing my. I'm sorry. I'm thinking freshman, sophomore, 10th grade.
Right.
I did my translation wrong. I was going to say, you look older than that. Any plans for post-high school yet?
I'm not sure yet exactly what I want to do, but I've been thinking of going into something with film and editing, maybe like broadcasting, television, because I know my uncle, he's done a lot of work with that, and he's really good, so he could probably help me.
Excellent. This uncle or a different uncle?
Another uncle.
Okay. This uncle's okay, too, but...
I'm just going to get him into bars in a few years.
So in a few. His parents are here. Be careful. What else do you like to do, Ian?
I spend a lot of my time with schoolwork and working hard because grades are very important to me. Mm-hmm. And then I also enjoy sports.
What sports?
I play soccer as my main sport, but I also enjoy playing hockey for fun with my friends.
Excellent. And subjects in school anything you especially like?
I like social studies and geography. That's probably my favorite. And then I also take TV video production classes as electives.
That's great. It's funny. I talked to so many kids that like social studies and geography, which were without a doubt my Achilles heel growing up. They were subjects I wanted no part of. And I think people have gotten a lot better at teaching it, and I think there's a lot of visual aids and kind of context, at least that there wasn't when I was growing up. Either that or I just didn't have the mindset for it. Do you find a lot of your peers like social studies as well?
I think they do. I think the reason is because social studies and history, it's interesting because it's kind of like one big story, and it's interesting to learn what happens and what's happened throughout history.
Absolutely. Well, it's been great to have you here. I want to be sure, Steve, anything you want to mention? I know March 20th is the big day. Mm-hmm. You can sample the new video, The Lights on Grant, in front of the City County Building. Mayor Peduto will be issuing the proclamation, Why Hunger Day in Pittsburgh, and then later that night at Club Cafe. There will be a show where you can pick up the video. Norm Nardini will be there, Slim Forsyth, Damaged Pies, and others. Anything else that we should mention?
The song is actually available now on iTunes, Amazon, and CD Baby, but it's called Grant Street.
Oh, thank you.
Because we had an issue, if anyone's ever used CD Baby, the cover has to match identically, and the cover was the Lights on Grant cover. Long story short, the song is Grant Street, the video is The Lights on Grant, and it's available now, and again, all that money is going to go to hunger relief also.
So look for the song. The name of the song is Grant Street.
Yeah.
And Ian, anything else you'd like to mention that I maybe didn't ask you, or any acknowledgments or anything you'd like to add?
I'd just like to thank my uncle for the opportunity to make the video. And I really admire what he's doing, because he's taking what he loves and putting it towards a good cause.
Thanks so much for being with us today. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing that. And the voice you just heard was Ian Bodner, sophomore, Franklin Regional High School, 10th grade, and his uncle Steve Bodner.